Good morning and welcome to Builders Briefing for April 8th, 2026. I'm Alex, joined as always by Sam. And today, honestly, it feels like the entire agent infrastructure stack just assembled itself overnight.
Yeah, I was looking at today's stories and it's like someone laid out every layer of the agent stack as separate open source projects. It's kind of wild.
So let's start with the big one. Goose. An open source AI agent that just crossed 7,600 stars on GitHub. And this isn't another Copilot-style autocomplete tool. Goose is a full lifecycle agent. It installs dependencies, executes code, edits files, runs your tests.
Right. And what's wild is the LLM agnostic piece. You can plug in Claude, GPT, Gemini, Llama, whatever's cheapest for the task at hand. So you're not locked into one provider's pricing.
Exactly. But the real story is the extensibility model. You write these things called toolkits that give Goose new capabilities. So instead of stitching together a code gen model, a shell executor, and a test runner with custom glue, you get an agent loop out of the box and you extend it for your stack.
That's interesting because it completely changes how you'd evaluate something like Cursor or Cline or Aider. Those are great tools, but they're more opinionated about what the agent should do. Goose is basically saying, here's the loop, you decide what it does.
And the practical move right now is to fork it, reg a toolkit for your CI/CD pipeline or your internal toolchain, and let Goose handle the boilerplate heavy parts of your sprint. The moat isn't the agent framework anymore. It's the toolkits and workflows you build on top.
Which honestly is the theme of the entire day. But keep going. What's happening on the model side?
So a couple of big ones. Zippo released GLM 5.1. And it's explicitly targeting long-horizon task completion, which is the exact thing that makes most LM-based agents fall apart after 10 or more steps. If you're building agentic pipelines, benchmark this against Claude 3.5 and GPT-4o on your multi-step workflows.
More competition in that space directly lowers inference costs, too. Love to see it.
And speaking of Anthropic, they just expanded their partnership with Google and Broadcom for custom silicon. That signals Claude's future performance gains are coming from hardware co-design, not just training tricks. Expect capacity improvements and likely price drops over the next 12 months.
Okay, but can we talk about the iTunes thing? Because that one stopped me in my tracks.
Oh yeah, an AI-generated sinner named Eddie Dalton is holding 11 spots on the iTunes singles chart right now. 11.
That's not a novelty story anymore. If you're building any kind of content platform, you need provenance and authenticity signals in your product yesterday. This is table stakes now against the AI-generated flood.
Absolutely. All right, let's talk dev tools because this is where today gets really interesting. Freestyle just launched out of Y Combinator. They're giving coding agents isolated, ephemeral sandboxes to execute in. This solves the, do I really let an LLM run shell commands on my machine problem?
And it pairs directly with Goose, right? Goose gives you the agent loop. Freestyle gives you the safe execution environment. That's two layers of the stack right there.
Exactly. Then Google open source Scion. It's an experimental framework for orchestrating multi-agent systems. Not production ready, but it gives you patterns for agent-to-agent communication and task handoff. Worth studying if you're designing multi-agent architectures.
And then there's Hippo, a biologically inspired memory system for agents. It models hippocampal memory consolidation, separating short-term working memory from long-term storage. If your agents lose context after long sessions, this is a drop-in architecture.
So just to stack this up, Goose for the agent loop, Freestyle for sandboxed execution, Hippo for persistent memory, Scion for orchestration. And then there's a Claude Code Skills plugin suite that covers the full delivery pipeline with MCP servers.
It's like a Lego set just showed up. Quick shout out too. Ghost Pepper launched, which is a local hold-to-talk speech-to-text app for macOS. No cloud round trip. If you're building voice-driven dev tools or just want to dictate to your terminal privately, it's ready to go.
Nice. Okay, switching to infrastructure. Two stories caught my eye. First, there's a great piece about running SQLite in production for an e-commerce store. The takeaway isn't use SQLite for everything. It's that with LightStream or LightFS for replication, SQLite is viable for a much larger class of apps than most teams assume.
Great pattern for solo founders, shipping fast. And I love the migration story from Cloudflare to Bunny.net too. Simpler pricing, better support, fewer surprises. If you're on Cloudflare's free or pro tier and hitting pain points, it's worth a look.
And one more. Cloudflare published their post-quantum migration roadmap, targeting full PQ security by 2029. If you're building anything with long-lived secrets or compliance requirements, start planning your own migration now. Your customers will start asking about it.
2029 sounds far away until you realize how long crypto migrations actually take.
So true. There's also a sharp essay making the rounds arguing that good taste is the only moat left for builders. When AI can execute anything, the differentiator is knowing what to build.
That resonates deeply. If your product decisions are driven by what's easy to build rather than what's worth building, AI just eliminated your advantage. Taste-driven product development is the new technical moat. I think that's genuinely right.
All right, rapid-fire quick hits. There's a beautiful visual history of every GPU that mattered. Link in the briefing. A Sam Altman profile in The New Yorker got 1,200 points and nearly 500 comments on Hacker News.
An undocumented bug was found in the Apollo 11 guidance computer code, which is just incredible. And my personal favorite, a Brutalist concrete laptop stand, is apparently Hacker News' favorite hardware hack today.
Of course it is. So here's the takeaway. Today's pattern is unmistakable. The agent infrastructure stack is assembling itself in real time.
And the message is clear. Stop building agent primitives from scratch. Compose these open source pieces and focus your effort on the domain-specific toolkits and workflows that are your actual moat.
The winners in 6 months won't be teams with the best agent framework. They'll be teams with the best agent-powered workflows for their specific problem.
Pick your layer. Build your toolkit. Ship something this week.
That's the briefing for April 8th. All the links are in the show notes. We'll see you tomorrow.